Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another thrilling installment of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday. According to the weather gizmo, it's going to be another beautiful day in the Cowboy State. At least for now. Remember, it's still spring, and it can snow all the way into May. Be that as it may, it's still going to be beautiful, and it's a Saturday, so you should get outside and go do something. By the way, normally, do you know what you call a sunshiny 75-degree day in a Wyoming spring? Monday. Yeah, so take advantage of today while you can. Most of us try to constrain our leisure activities to the weekend. You know, that time during the week where you really don't have that many responsibilities. Generally speaking, you don't have to be anywhere at a certain time. You can, as the kids say, cut loose a little bit. And most of us have enough regard for our occupations that we do save that time for Friday night and Saturday. I suppose you could say that's part of being a responsible adult. And even so, most of us who do twist off on a Friday night or a Saturday, and generally speaking, regard ourselves as responsible, or dare I say, qualified adults, make arrangements ahead of time so that we don't do anything unwise or dangerous even. Responsible and qualified adults do things like make arrangements ahead of time so that we already know who's going to be doing the driving and who is going to be doing the drinking. None of this is really a problem for me anymore, since I made the wise, responsible, and qualified decision to give it all up. Not really like John Elway or Joe Montana. I decided it would be better to go out at the top of my game and retire. And everybody involved, including me, is better off for it. And there's a definite upside to it for everyone involved. Now, all of my friends know if they do want to twist off on a Friday night or a Saturday, or any other day of the week for that matter, all they have to do now is call me and I'll come pick them up. That way, the only thing they're endangering is a few of their own brain cells. And they don't have to worry about taking the wrong exit and ending up on the wrong side of the interstate, or endangering somebody else that happens to be walking on a sidewalk, or running into a parked car and damaging somebody else's property. What I'm getting at is that responsible and qualified adults take responsibility for their own actions ahead of time and make plans. And they definitely don't get boozed up on a Wednesday night, get in their car, and drive perilously down the street, strike somebody else's vehicle, and then run away from the incident. No, responsible and qualified adults definitely don't do that. However, the same cannot be said for Sheridan County Commissioner Christy Antoinette Haswell.
Riding along in my automobile, cruising and playing the radio.
This past Wednesday evening, Christy Antoinette Haswell was arrested for suspicion of DWUI and hit and run. Same tired old story. She went out and got boozed up, got in her car, endangered a whole bunch of Sheridan County citizens, drove perilously down the street, striking a parked car, and then fled the scene of the accident. She was unceremoniously arrested and transported to the Sheridan County Detention Center. We don't really know if she was hanging out with Johnson County Commissioner Bill Novotny that night, but it's pretty clear that she was taking lessons from him. It was not that long ago that Bill Novotny did pretty much the same thing, the only difference being he drove on the wrong side of the interstate from Sheridan all the way back to Buffalo, while blackout drunk, eluding police with an open container. The only difference being that Bill didn't hit anybody. Christy Antoinette Haswell,
riding along in my automobile,
did. And she would have gotten away with it had it not been for a Ready report. That, and I'm sure the owner of the vehicle that she smashed into would have noticed the damage in the morning. Yet another thing that Christy Antoinette Haswell,
riding along in my automobile,
has in common with the real Marie Antoinette. They both spent time in the slammer. It's not clear at this point how much time she spent in the old hoosecow. Maybe another thing she has in common with Bill Novotny, he was arrested very early in the morning on a Sunday and released about 9 a.m. that same morning. As we all know, it's unwise, irresponsible, and unqualified to get arrested on weekend because you're going to be in jail until at least the following Monday when a judge comes into work to give you a bond and let you out. That is, of course, if your name isn't Bill Novotny. To complicate matters, Christy Antoinette Haswell,
riding along in my automobile,
got soused on a Wednesday. She didn't even wait for the weekend. Now, let's just talk about this for a minute. If your constituents have elected you to represent them, it means that they've put their trust in you. To make decisions on their behalf, to spend their money wisely, to take care of things that they're just too darn busy to take care of. An elected office is often called a position of public trust. The presumption being, of course, that if you are elected, you won't violate their trust, like getting blasted on a weekday, getting into a car, and endangering every single person that was outside of their house and their property. So that's bad enough. And make no mistake, it's really bad. But it's also the height of hypocrisy. It was Christy Antoinette Haswell,
riding along in my automobile,
that imperiously declared that the three candidates provided to the Sheridan County Commission by the Sheridan County Republican Party to fill a vacancy were unqualified to sit beside her on the dais because they just weren't involved in the community enough and because the voters hadn't elected them to the same position that Christy Antoinette Haswell,
riding along in my automobile,
holds. Here's what she said at the time.
Appreciate everyone's courage to throw their name in the hat. It does not automatically mean they're qualified.
Oh, evidently to be qualified in Sheridan County, according to Christy Antoinette Haswell, you have to be willing to go booze it up on a Wednesday night, crash into a car on your way home, get arrested, and spend a night in the clink. The truth of the matter is it's pretty clear Christy Antoinette Haswell doesn't have any respect whatsoever for her constituents. If she did, she wouldn't have gotten into the driver's seat after boozing it up on a Wednesday night. She wouldn't have driven drunk. She wouldn't have crashed into one of her constituents' vehicles. And she wouldn't have fled the scene trying to cover the whole thing up. Typical politician. Try to hide things from your constituents after you've done your best to damage them. Let's take a quick break and get a word in from our sponsors. Today's installment of Weekend Update is brought to you by New Trend Hats. Nothing says spring quite like a new piece of headwear, and the best place to go for that is newtrendhats.com. They have a wide variety of hats for both men and women, and you're sure to find one to fit your particular style. These are the people that make those cool baseball caps with the ponytail hole on the back of them. They're really cool, and they're perfect for spring. So if you're looking for a new hat, go to newtrendhats.com. Morton Buildings is your source for all types of metal building construction. They are the experts in what they do. They've been doing it longer than anybody else, and they certainly do a much better job. It doesn't matter if you're interested in a garage or a barn or maybe something bigger like a roping arena or even a giant warehouse. You should call Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. Or you can check them out at their website, MortonBuildings.com. The following advertisement was paid for by Reed Raisner for Senate.
I'm Reed Raisner, and I'm running for United States Senate because our politicians have forgotten what's important. They spend billions protecting borders in Europe and do nothing about our border. You deserve better. Wyoming deserves better. That's why I'm running, to serve you. Join me, and let's send new blood and a strong backbone to DC before it's too late. Go to ReedReisner.com to learn more and join the fight.
If you're running for office, there's no better place to advertise than on Cowboy State Politics. Nobody is going to beat my advertising rates, and you're sure to get your message out. I have a statewide platform that reaches thousands of listeners each and every week. Shoot me an email, david@cowboystatepolitics.com. I would love to get that conversation started with you. And now, back to the program. I know it sounds like I'm being a little hard on Christy Haswell, and perhaps I am, but I resent the fact that my commissioner, yeah, I'm one of her constituents now, who was out driving on a Wednesday evening, could have possibly been hit by a drunk driver who just happens to represent me. She committed a serious crime, and that's what it is, a crime, one that you and I would be punished severely for. And to top it all off, she tried to cover it up, albeit in a drunken stupor. But nonetheless, she tried to hide her actions from her constituents. Christy Antoinette Haswell is not qualified any longer to hold the position of county commissioner, if she ever was. By her own definition of the word, Christy Haswell is not qualified any longer. Now, the reaction on social media has also been interesting to watch. As I've been trying to get more involved in my new community, I've been paying more and more attention to comments posted online to news stories. Here's one I find particularly disturbing. Quote, "The fact that she serves our community should be a reason for us to all come alongside and support her, not make the situation worse. She also has children and a family that live in this community. Christy is a great person who made a mistake. Thankfully, no one was hurt." End quote. She has a family and she's a nice person. Pay no attention to the fact that she committed a serious crime and put other people's families in serious jeopardy. Here's another one. "Let's show her some grace and humanity and let her and others know that we are here for them." End quote. Now let me ask you something. If it was you or I that did the very same thing that Christy Haswell did, not that we would be that irresponsible, juvenile, and unqualified, but if we were, would these same people be saying, "Well, just give them a little bit of grace. We need to just come alongside and support them." Would that really happen? I don't think so. One comment that definitely bears some attention is the following. Quote, "It wasn't a mistake. Drunk driving is a choice. After you've gone to dozens, if not hundreds, of DUI crashes and pulled injured and deceased bodies out of wrecked cars, let's meet for coffee and talk about how we should gather around the campfire and sing supportive songs for drunk drivers who just made a mistake while the victims' families get to make funeral arrangements." End quote. Definitely on point. So in any case, Christy Haswell is a drunk driver who tried to flee the scene of an accident after hitting one of her constituents' cars. She tried to cover it up. And now, she just needs to step down, take responsibility for her actions, take care of herself, her family, and leave other people's families alone. Well, that'll do it for today's installment of Weekend Update. I'll keep you posted on what's happening with Christy Antoinette Haswell as soon as I get the police report. That's proving to be a little bit more difficult than usual. But anyway, I'll keep at it and I'll make sure to keep you informed. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.